Gördün. Y'all good?
All good.
Right, welcome. Episode 1, 4-point play. I'm your host, Von Curtis. I'm here with some good guys. I got my guy Big Al here, my guy Lou Gates, my boy Hefe, Thomas. What's good, fellas? What's good, fellas?
Good.
Not much.
Are y'all happy NBA season's back?
Very much so.
Hyped.
Bored.
I love the NFL, but NBA is like everything.
Well, I love the NFL, but it caused me stress.
I like everything. You're right.
I like everything about the NBA except fantasy NBA. I can't.
Fantasy NBA, I can't get into it completely.
I can't do it.
It's too much. It's just too much. It's because they play every day. Like, it's too much going on.
I do 2 fantasy basketball leagues every year.
No one invites me to the basketball league, though.
And you keep up with that?
You got the illest attention span ever.
Dang.
It's a $200 buy-in, so I do pay attention.
Okay, fair.
Wow.
There you go.
Wait, for both of them?
No, for one.
Oh, okay. Well, then don't invite me to that one.
All I know is I had a pick'em league, and you would pick like the players you wanted, and I picked. It was 1 year I picked Kawhi and Tim Duncan, and Pop sat them both down hurt. For no reason. No, Pop, he just sat them down for no reason.
Oh, well, you know, it was managing minutes. It was managing injuries.
I lost like $40. I was like, no, I'm good.
I would have been tight.
Nah, but it's like the NFL. Once a week, set your lineup, and it is what it is.
But it's not really because it's different because they play more than one game. In the NFL, you can set your lineup.
It's one game a week.
It's one game, and then, it's that Sunday or whatever day they play, that's it. In the NBA, it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, sometimes more than 3 times a week. You know,
God forbid it's a back-to-back, and you ain't
getting forget. Or, you know, it's one of those shits where they're playing 4 games in 5 nights or some retarded shit like that.
Nah, so, the worst is when you set your lineup Monday morning or whatever. They play the first game, then they get hurt.
Yeah,
and then you got straight zeros.
So that's
then you know you lost already.
And that's why Anthony Davis does not get picked high in that league.
Worried.
Did y'all see when LeBron was talking shit? Well, not I don't want to say talking shit, but they asked him who he liked playing with more, Kyrie or Anthony Davis. And he was like, him and Kyrie, I guess, still throwing shade at each other.
Yeah.
But he was like, he was like Anthony Davis because he can do everything Kyrie does and he plays defense.
Okay, but what you want him to say for real? Like, why would you ask the man that kind of question?
Yeah. Well, you know, he can't pick anyone that's not on his team right now. Like, if he would have taken Kyrie, Anthony Davis, why would I play with him anymore? It would just make me not want to help him.
I hate when they ask these guys these leading questions and then get it's like make news out of their answer. It's like, what did you expect them to say?
Ask him
when he's retired. Right now, that's when you can ask those questions, is when he's retired, because then he can answer the honest one.
It's like asking Kobe in 2010, would you rather Pau Gasol or Shaq? What's he going to say?
Well, no, I think he wanted Pau Gasol because he hated Shaq. Like, do you remember when he wanted...
Okay, but who was better?
That wasn't the question.
That's irrelevant to that question.
That wasn't about who skills. Who you want to play with more. It wasn't who you think is the better player. So, like, we all see when Kobe won his 5th ring, he was like, I got one more than Shaq. Like, we all know what that was.
Yep.
Word.
So, how do y'all feel about, since I brought up Kyrie, how do you guys feel about Kyrie and what's going on with Kyrie right now?
Maybe it's just me, but I'm more of the opinion that they should just trade him. I think it's just he's a head case.
They can't trade him.
Yeah.
Well, the problem with trading Kyrie is KD wants him there.
Yeah, exactly.
Are we sure about that right now?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he does.
I'm not.
I'm not either.
Not at this point.
Mm-mm.
I'm just glad he's not a Knick.
Thank you. Thank
the
you.
Media will OD on us.
He'll become a Nick when he gets traded. Don't worry.
Wait, why do you think that KD doesn't want to play with him no more?
I didn't say that. I said I think he's over the BS and he's just like, we need to focus on, because even without Kyrie, they can still win the championship.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
fair. I mean they're a stacked team, but
I mean James Harden and four shooters almost beat the Golden State Warriors.
But James Harden turns into James St. Patrick when he gets into the playoffs.
Okay, they missed 45 shots in a row and still only lost by single digits in that game 7.
We're also talking about the year Cleveland came back. That Golden State team wasn't the Golden State team. Like, that wasn't the KD Golden State team. That was like, once KD signed to that team, it was like, okay, we know who's going to championship
winning that year.
5 years. We're talking about the season right before. That wasn't that same team. Like I said, like they were down, they were up 3-1 and lost.
Yeah. Yeah, not wrong.
So with that being said, like you can't say, oh, you can't really say that, in my opinion.
I think from what I've seen from like the articles and the interviews, I agree with you that I think KD is fed up with the Kyrie stuff and what's going on there. And if they could get something worthwhile in a trade, I don't think he'd have a problem with it. But I don't think they want to just give him away for free or, okay, whatever they want to do there. They need to get something in return for before KD to be okay with it.
Well, I feel he may not – I don't think that he's frustrated with Kyrie in the situation. I feel like he's frustrated with the media and the things that are circumventing from this situation.
But that's been KD since he went to the Golden State Warriors. Like, it's literally been his persona since he's been there. I'm tired of the media. I don't want to talk to them. They're wasting my time.
Yeah, I feel like he's kind of built that persona over the last few years in particular. Like, I think when in his early days at Oklahoma, he was better about it. But I think now he's kind of done with it.
At the end of his stint in Oklahoma, he was getting tired of the narrative trying to push between him and Westbrook.
Yep.
So he knows what it is like for the media to push a narrative.
For sure.
I just think like Brooklyn's going to like trade him eventually.
KD or Kyrie?
They have to.
No, Kyrie. Yeah.
They don't have to.
We spoke about this. He's going to miss about 50 games.
Yeah,
it's a little bit under 50, but yeah, it's more than half the season because we already know half the season's home games anyway. So he can't play none of those home games. He can't play in Cali. Like, he can't play none of the Cali games.
And at the end of the day,
he has the Knicks games too.
No, he could have the Knicks game. He's a visitor. It's something stupid where like they could play at the Garden, but he can't play at Barclays, which is weird.
Okay, that's the dumbest. See, about to maybe get my conspiracy bag, like make it make sense. That makes no sense. That makes zero sense.
Because he's an away player technically.
Yeah,
and only home players have to be vaccinated.
That makes no sense.
It doesn't.
So, but who's going to take Kyrie at this point though? That's what we get into. Because
that's the big-ass
contract.
Yep.
It's not like he doesn't have he has a little-ass contract. Kyrie has a big-ass contract. And they're saying like, oh, they're not going to extend his contract, but he's still there for this year and next year. It's a player option. It's not a team option.
Yep.
So he can say, fuck you, I'm staying. Y'all have to pay me.
Well, not for half the game.
But with Kyrie's attitude, do you think he'd really do that?
Yes.
I don't think he would. No way. And I think that if it comes to the end of the year, they don't let him play this entire year, he will leave to try to find another team that will let him play regardless of his vaccinated status.
Yeah.
Well, I agree. Maybe. I mean, that's a possibility. I do think Kyrie is a person that's I fuck with Kyrie in the sense that he's a person that's going to stand on his morals. Like, he doesn't give a fuck about the money. And did y'all see, or at least see, like, part of his live?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see it.
Yep.
well, in part of his life, he was saying how he loves the game of basketball. So I could definitely see him opting out. Or maybe not even opting out. I can see, I don't know. I love basketball too. But I don't love it enough where you're not going to force me to do something that I don't feel comfortable with. And I feel like he feels the same way.
I mean, he has the leverage to do so, right? I mean,
he's a superstar. He's a superstar.
But I have no problem with him using the status of a superstar and saying he doesn't want to get vaccinated. That's his choice. No problem there. But that also means that his team shouldn't have to pay him if they don't want him in the building because he's not vaccinated. They have the same decision that he does.
Well, then
that is business.
If we get into business, then we get into contracts.
Yep, exactly. Same
in the contract. Does it say that I have to do this? We don't know what the contract say regard.
Can you expect a contract to have something about a 100-year?
Of course not. Right? Of course not. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm pretty sure before he took the stance, he talked to his lawyer and he talked to the people that he felt he needed to talk to before he took the stance. So I'm pretty sure I don't know what the contract is, but I'm pretty sure there's going to be something in that contract saying like, yo, they can't do this.
They have the choice to protect
both sides.
Yep, it is. And I agree that they have to pay him something, but they have every right to sit them. He can sit them for a year or two. If he picks up the option and they want to, they can sit him down. And if it's about the game of basketball, he leaves on the idea that he wants to play basketball and not make a lot of money.
But he already said it's not about basketball. It's about standing up for it's about standing up for the people who can't stand up for themselves. He already said that. He said this isn't about basketball. This is bigger than basketball. Like, sometimes you have to do stuff because it's bigger than just the game of basketball. It's bigger than just the business of basketball. Okay. Because unlike, I said, if y'all seen the, I don't want to call it the rant, but when he was on live, he said, like, there's people out there who are losing their jobs and can't do what I do. They're not in the position to be able to do what I do, where I can not work and not get paid and still live comfortably because I have, you know, these multiple streams of income, or I'm a millionaire already, and this is why I'm doing it. So he already said it's not about the game of basketball.
So how much has he done to help the unvaccinated people who have lost their jobs, though?
That, like, I'm not sure about.
He has the ability to help there.
I said, I'm not sure about that. I haven't looked that up. But
yeah, I don't know either.
He does do a lot of philanthropy work.
Yeah,
like, he does give back.
Yeah, he does.
And that was one of the things I didn't like in the Stephen A. rant, was when he called himself and he called him stupid.
Fair.
Like, you feel me? That kind of...
Yeah, no. Kyrie has never been and never will be considered stupid. He is a very smart and intelligent basketball player.
And not even that. Like, Stephen A. Smith... He can articulate himself way better than that.
Oh, yeah, right. Completely. Yep.
And it's like, yo, you're one of the most articulate Black men that we have in the sports media field. And for you to use those words and to kind of, because he was more shooting at his character than anything, because at this point, it's about his personal choice. So right now you're trying to assassinate his character. It's like, yo, why are you doing that? You're a prominent Black man with a huge audience. You don't need to do that. If you can disagree with his decision, and you can do it without having to assassinate his character.
That's facts.
Yeah, I think Stephen A. is going about this the wrong way.
Completely.
Because it doesn't have to be about everything you're making it out to be, because you're making him sound like the worst person on earth.
Yeah, and it's not that. Like, it's not that at all.
I mean, and mind you, I don't agree with Kyrie. I don't agree with him at all. Like, he's talking out of both sides of his mouth. He sounds ridiculous half the time he's talking, but he's taking it to places it don't gotta go. If you don't want vaccination, like, that's it.
I just see that, you know, at the end of the day, the business is a private business. So there's a union. So the union is going to get involved if they don't want to pay him. So take that to court.
But... And if the union didn't agree with it, they'd have been on strike already.
Mm-hmm. They would have been said something already.
Yeah, because the union, right, the union has to think about everyone's collective health and safety and all of these things. So you throw that in, the union is just as hogtied as everyone else's.
My thing with Kyrie is, like, you want to be a voice and you want to stand up for the people. You can't. You don't stand for the people.
No.
You don't got to work for the rest of your life. You're good.
Yep.
Sorry. Like, you don't.
Yeah, I can completely get behind him standing for his morals and not getting paid and not taking and not playing basketball.
He's making it about something that I don't have to be about. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, is
he, if you don't want the vaccine, just say you don't want it. Period. Yep. Just be and about yourself.
But I was saying, is he making it or is it the media? Because that's what initially that's what was said. He was like, "Yo, I don't want to take it." Boom. Then it became something more.
But they don't think it's something unless he says it. They didn't make that shit up.
No, well, I don't agree with that because did you watch any of the like media day interviews during like the preseason? All those interviews, all they were talking about was the vaccine. That's all they were talking about. Not only with him, with Wiggins, like that's all they were talking about, bro.
Because there was a chance they weren't gonna play. The fight was talking about it.
No, but not just them. I'm saying like if you was watching Media Day when they were interviewing athletes like that were drafted into the NBA, all they were talking about was the vaccine. Was the vaccine. It's like, you're not asking them about nothing else. Like, so is it him doing that or is it the media doing that? Because just saying, he can just say, hey, I don't want to take it and just leave it at that. But that's what he said.
But there's always a media starting something.
But
the topic of the day or the week, you know?
And that's what I'm saying. So,
but there's also another part. There's also another part of this, Rashad, where it's, yes, the media is the ones telling the story, but it's because they're the stories we want to talk about the most. I mean, it's the reason we're talking about it now. It's the things we're talking about. So they're going to perpetuate that same story because we're all discussing it.
I don't think it works that way.
You don't think the media dictates to their audience?
The media dictates to the audience. I don't think the audience dictates the media.
Yeah, but if that's what we're talking about, they're dictating to us just as much as, they're going to listen to what their audience is. They put four stories out. Go ahead.
No, sorry. I was saying, I think it goes both ways. Like, if they dictate something and we don't want to listen to it, they change the story.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's facts.
That's true.
But the vaccine is affecting everybody in every way.
Well, I will say it does work that way, but I completely lost my train of thought. My bad. It's cool.
But no, Stephen A's making him sympathetic.
Yeah, completely. Yes.
Wait, he said what?
Stephen A has been making himself look sympathetic.
No, I don't like the way Stephen A is going about it at all. Honestly, not trying to be funny, I definitely did y'all hear Stephon Marbury chime in.
I didn't hear this one. What was
it? He was just, I just found it funny because it's like, yo, of all people to chime in on Stephen A. Smith, like Steph, like, yo, you was eating Vaseline on live before live. Yeah, like was a thing.
So you're not the guy R. Kelly. Say something.
And granted, like I do think something needed to be said to Stephen A. I just think he was the wrong messenger. Cause like you were wilding, bro. Like are you even in America right now?
You know, he's in China right now, actually.
That's what I'm saying. Like that's my point. Like he was wilding. So he was the wrong messenger for the message. Like it was the right message just from the wrong messenger. I just found that funny.
No, it is. It was.
Oh, so I brought this up in my group chat. There was a meme on I don't remember what the meme was on, but it was Chris Paul, Dame Lillard, Kyrie Irving, and Westbrook. It was like you can only choose if you had to get rid of one, which one would you get rid of?
Westbrook.
That's what I said. And I got attacked, to say the least.
Who were the other options?
Kyrie.
He said
Kyrie, okay. Chris Paul, Dame Lillard.
Westbrook gotta go.
Yeah, I mean.
And that's what I said.
Let's hear what their arguments were, because I want to hear what they were saying.
They were saying Kyrie.
But when you go pure basketball
right now, though,
Yeah, we're talking about this has nothing to do with what's going on right now. This is just talking about just pure basketball. We're talking about just pure basketball.
Whoever at the top of their game, who would you
get in their prime? And I said
Westbrook.
And that the argument was Westbrook led that OKC team to the playoffs. And I was like, yo, bro, it don't mean shit if you lead your team to playoffs if you're getting knocked out in the first round every single time.
Yeah, like,
and I was like, Kyrie led the Boston team to the playoffs also. And then their argument was that Boston team was going to make it to playoffs with Kyrie or without Kyrie. And then my argument was, if you remember that season, I was like, that Boston team was injured during that majority of that season, and Kyrie carried that team until the injured players got back. And then he got injured. And then I was like, even though he got injured, they made it to the finals. I mean, they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. But I was like, it wasn't what it was supposed to be because Kyrie wasn't there. And then their argument was, it was a lot of injuries on that Boston team. And their argument was that that Boston team played better without Kyrie once they got to the playoffs.
That was the year he stepped his ankle, right?
Yeah, he fucked his ankle up right when they like got to the, like, not when they got to playoffs, but towards the end of the season. Right. Like, he was out for the postseason.
Yeah.
I'm just seeing it like, if I'm in the park playing with all those four guys, I don't want to play with Westbrook. He's chucking every single time. Yeah. Just straight basketball.
That was my other argument. Was I was like, yo, Westbrook, I was like, we live in, well, not we live, but the NBA now is a 3-point league. Yeah, I was like, Westbrook is the most inconsistent person from three there. I was like, he's a stat padder. I was like, he gets triple doubles. Yeah, he's a stat padder. I was like, a lot of those triple doubles are meaningless triple doubles.
The only argument against Kyrie is he's a head case, but there's no.
But I would argue so is Westbrook.
But not in basketball terms.
I think so in basketball terms too.
What, you think Kyrie's a head case in basketball terms?
Yeah, absolutely.
How?
Nah, hell no, son.
When he's healthy?
Like basketball?
If he was healthy, the Nets would have won the championship this year.
Oh, you're talking about Kyrie. My bad. I'm talking about Westbrook. I'm talking about Westbrook.
Oh, no.
My bad. Yeah, I'm talking about Westbrook. Okay. I think he's a nutcase in basketball terms.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, my bad.
Kyrie's not. Westbrook is.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to later.
Kyrie's a head case outside of basketball. But in basketball,
that's fine. I think your personal beliefs.
Yeah, no, he's allowed to be. No problem there. On the basketball court, Kyrie's perfectly there, competent, and a good point guard. And Westbrook's a head case.
I feel like people forget this is a job.
I don't want to play with Westbrook. I
would want to play with Westbrook, but that's because I suck at shooting, so I could just pass him the ball.
But he sucks at shooting, too.
He's better than me.
Barely.
I have played basketball with three people in this thing. He's better than all of us.
I don't know. I feel like I could give Westbrook a much money around the world.
I would pay to see that.
You're beating him at top of the key, at least.
At least, that's what I'm saying. At least. For sure.
He shoots 25% from three?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Like that, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
30.5. What is it?
30.5.
Oh, that's higher than I thought. That's
not good though.
If Jeff gets hot, he'll hit 30% from three.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah, I feel like any of us get hot, we can shoot at least 30 to 29% from three. On a good summer day, after a good stretch. For sure.
Oh, hold on, I'm a shooter.
You gotta get the stretch. That's the most important part.
Every single time, fuck that.
No, but if the argument against Kyrie is only off the court. Like, if he wasn't there, LeBron doesn't win that ring in Cleveland.
No, he doesn't.
Absolutely. Well, we've seen what happened when he wasn't there.
Yeah,
we seen what happened when he wasn't there.
LeBron.
And granted, the year after, like, no one was being that Golden State team. Like, that Golden State team with Kevin Durant was just
no one
was being that Golden State team. Like, you seen what had to happen for that Golden State team to lose? Like, they had to literally fall apart on the court for them to lose. Like, no, that Golden State team was a cheat team. So Kyrie, like Kyrie and LeBron losing to that Golden, there's no shame to losing that Golden State to that Golden State team.
No, no. Yeah. And what's crazy is if Kyrie didn't get hurt in the finals the year before 2015,
they would have won that. I think they honestly win that because LeBron took the shit to game six.
Because LeBron and Dellavedova beat them twice.
Yeah, facts. Facts. Yeah. So I agree with you. I think, and if it doesn't, it definitely goes to game seven. So that should be another one. That's another what if Kyrie doesn't get hurt that 2015 playoffs. That's a completely different finals.
Completely, yeah. Well, at least completely different ending.
The only what if that hurts is what if Derrick Rose didn't get hurt? Because he was more fun to watch than anybody in the league that the year before he got hurt.
Nah, I got a couple more. I mean, that's one. Ooh, excuse me, that's one. But there's a couple what ifs that's like, if we talk about injury base. Like, what if Greg Oden lived up to his expectations?
Yo, what if Charles Smith made that layup back in the 90s?
This is not a Knicks fan podcast.
I'm just thinking about that because I hate.
And what, what if Brandon Roy doesn't get hurt?
Son, what if Greg Oden? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what if that happens? What if Brandon Roy doesn't get hurt and Greg Oden stays, lives up to his expectations?
And then they draft Lillard and what's his name, Aldridge.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's a whole different. That's a whole. Can you imagine that team? Imagine Dame Lillard, a healthy Brandon Roy, a healthy Greg Oden, and Marcus Aldridge at power forward.
Yeah, that'd be a snack.
Crazy.
Yeah, it'd be a very strong team.
Like, come on. Especially at that time, they're coming out of the West every single year.
What if Chris Paul actually gets on the Lakers?
That's another very good one.
There you go.
It would have been him and Kobe, right?
Yeah.
Son, yeah.
Steve Nash, I believe, was the one that they replaced him with.
Yes, that's
a broken Steve Nash.
Washed Steve Nash.
Yo, I saw him outside of the Promenade in downtown Brooklyn. His head is mad big.
Cool.
Steve Nash.
That's mad funny.
Great all-star. Did all these things in the NBA. By the way, big head. Important.
Me and my wife and my son were walking out of like the Promenade, and I was like, oh, shit, it's Steve Nash. And he looked up. He said, hey, what's up? And I was like, yo, his head is gigantic. Oh, my God. It was wild. Sorry.
Since we're talking about the Lakers, do y'all think the Lakers are in trouble winning no games in the preseason?
I hope so. No. I hope they struggle.
I don't think they care.
No, they don't give a shit.
It doesn't matter.
The question wasn't what we hope, Jeff. It was what do you think?
Look, I'm a Kings fan. I just have to hope for it because I know we will not go anywhere in life.
Well, as long as you got De'Aaron Fox as your point guard.
Oh, well, don't you care.
Yeah, y'all will forever be getting lottery.
Nah, yo, I like the Kings though. I like the Kings. But fuck, yo, what's that guard they drafted last year? Halliburton.
Yeah, he did solid.
I mean, he's aight.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, you're lucky LeBron didn't get his way because he wanted Buddy Hield on the team.
Yeah, he did.
He wanted them on the Lakers.
Actually, would have helped them if they actually got him. They got Westbrook, so I'm kind of happy because I feel like they're going to win a lot of games, but I feel like when it comes to playoffs, it's going to get a little funky, but that's just me.
I'm waiting for LeBron and Westbrook to get into it. I feel like that's...
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen. That's going to happen.
Like, that's 100% going to happen.
I think it'll be essentially the Kobe-Dwight Howard feud again where LeBron's just like, no, you just shut up, sit down, just go away.
I don't think it's going to be that because I feel Westbrook's a little bit more mature than Dwight Howard was at that time.
I think Westbrook is okay deferring to someone he knows is better than him. I think he thinks in his head that he's better than KD, and it's like, all right, you got to chill. But I don't think he thinks he's better
than LeBron. How old does LeBron then have to get before Westbrook starts thinks I'm and LeBron now.
But I don't think Westbrook will. I don't think Westbrook will ever think that because LeBron sunned him. Like this players in the NBA that idolize LeBron. That's why Raptors would have never won the ring if they would have kept DeMar DeRozan, because DeMar DeRozan and Kyrie Irving, like, they look up to LeBron. That's why they had to get rid of one of them. Westbrook will never think he's better than LeBron because LeBron came in and done shit that Westbrook.
You mean Kyle Lowry?
My bad. Who did I say? Yeah, Kyrie. Who did I say? Oh, my bad. Yeah,
Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie thinks he's better than LeBron too.
Yeah, he does.
Kyrie does think he's better than LeBron. That's why he left. That's exactly why he left. 100%. But yeah, I think Westbrook respects LeBron because he's seen what LeBron has done. Like, it's hard not to.
But I mean, granted, he went to a stacked team, but KD's done a decent amount.
I don't think Westbrook doesn't look at it the same way, because Westbrook looks like, yo, we could have won here. Instead, you decide to leave and go over there and win. Like, that was his teammate.
Yeah,
like,
it was.
You feel me? It's not the same. It's not the same as being the outside looking in, looking at what LeBron was doing in Cleveland. Look at what LeBron did in Miami. Look at what LeBron did when he went back to Cleveland. And then you're still with KD. And then he's like, yo, fuck this, I'm out. I'm gonna go to the super Golden State team and win it all. I think that right now Westbrook wants to win it all.
I mean, obviously, I completely agree with that. He wants to win the ring.
He's toward the end of his career almost. So yeah, not that he's at the end, but he's like leaning toward that set.
He's on the back half. He's on the back half of his career.
What's that, 32 now? Was he like 32, 33 now?
Yeah. That's about the time. The
way he plays, I mean, he's always going to get hurt. He's not like he's a set shooter.
Yeah, exactly. He relies on his athleticism.
Exactly.
He's on the back end already.
Exactly. So we're going to see. I don't think it means shit, because the Knicks went undefeated in the preseason. That don't mean shit. But right now.
Yeah, exactly.
after we went undefeated in the preseason, I feel like we are the team to beat in the East.
I need more whiskey for them.
Did you not see Julius Randle out there?
What'd you say?
He said you guys went undefeated, Julius Randle
looking like Larry Bird with cornrows.
Yo, I was supposed to be at that game. That's the crazy part, and I didn't go cover my man. I was like, damn, we should have gone. Like,
he's looking like the cornrow Larry Bird.
I just want to make this very clear. Later on in this season, when the Knicks aren't the team to beat in the East, I will completely be bringing this up, just to make sure we're clear on what's happening here.
And we're going to ignore you. Like, we're just going to ignore you.
That's fine. But I'm going to bring it up.
So King Julius ain't out there looking like the black Larry Bird?
You got to stop, bro. It's not even October 30th yet. You gotta stop.
There is no pressure on those games. And yes, you're fine. During no pressure of games, he may look that good.
We'll call him the Raven.
Why? Because he's just going to fly away?
Nah, it's the Black Larry Bird. We quote the Raven, nevermore.
Yo,
what you mean?
You gotta stop. I don't know what's in that food you're eating, but you gotta stop.
I've seen the Knicks have a positive preseason, and then we've gone like 3 for 20. So
if they finish top five, I'll be excited.
Bro, I mean, I'm being honest with you. I've seen the Knicks start 8-0 and then lose every other game after that. So, but right now,
fam, they were
looking like the Black Larry Bird.
They were like 10-3, and then they traded Zach Randolph and Jamal Crawford for no reason.
For no reason.
For shits and giggles.
For no reason. No, give
they
me
really
system.
Wanted like, what oh, they got in return.
Or like, I'm having a good
they were gonna make they were gonna make space for like LeBron or some dumb shit. Remember when we had cap space for LeBron? Remember that?
Yep, I remember that. I remember when you specifically made cap space for LeBron. Yes.
Yeah, to not get to get Omari Stoudemire, Tyson Chandler, and trade away all our assets for Melo.
Yep,
trade it all away from
Melo. That worked out real well for you.
Whoa! It did work out.
Hold on, it did though. We were second.
My friend,
we're second in
East. It worked.
Uh-huh. It did work.
How many championships did you get during that time?
Oh
no, because Tyson Chandler decided to let fucking Roy Hibbert look like the second coming like of a second Elijah.
Yeah, he did. Oh, he made him look really good that year. I agree with you on that. But
no. Really good is an understatement, because if you don't remember, when they went on, I think he scored zero in like three games.
Yeah.
Really good is an understatement.
Yeah.
I was like, it was like Hakeem just possessed Roy Hibbert's body for the series against the Knicks. And then that just left him against
the Heat. And then Tyson Chandler, they had the nerve to give Tyson Chandler Defensive Player of the Year.
They did.
Bro.
Yeah, I'm looking up. I can't do this right now. I'm making my blood hot. I'm sweating right now. I'm pissed. I can't do this. I log off of this. Shut up, Jeff.
I'm sorry.
Now you know how I feel about Charles Smith.
All right, hold on, guys. Hold on. We're gonna take a break and we'll be right back. All righty, and we're back.
So I just saw, so someone posted the, I just like, I opened up Facebook and the meme that you were talking about is actually like the first thing I saw. I gotta read some of the comments.
That's funny.
That's creepy.
I gotta read some of the comments. It's just hilarious. Someone said, Kyrie isn't consistent, and Russ is a black hole who shoots slightly better than Ben Simmons.
That's funny.
Someone said, basically the meme says, who is the worst player out of these four, right?
So yeah, that's what said, it was.
Kyrie, he lacks the most important intangible, showing up every day.
I mean...
Kyrie, the Terrell owns a basketball, great ability, horrible teammate.
Oh, I hate when people show on Terrell Owens. Terrell Owens is a...
Terrell Owens is amazing, first of all.
So, I'm saying, Terrell Owens is was an amazing talent. He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame if he's not. But I'm pretty sure, I know there's beef about him being in the Hall of Fame, but Terrell Owens should be in the Hall of Fame. There's no reason he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. like, there's no reason Terrell Owens shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Those were the funniest ones.
Oh.
But yeah.
But yeah, so that was the meme.
Apparently people are saying Kyrie, and I don't get it, but.
And
like the question.
Yo,
question
I was going to say,
Ben's in the case now, so.
Oh, is he?
Is what?
I mean, look, if Embiid is calling you out and being like, dude, we had to like pamper you to like get you to like show up and do things and you still can't shoot. Now
that's
like,
gonna be the trade. It's gonna be Kyrie for Ben Simmons.
I've been saying they should send Simmons to the Kings. Would you want that?
At this point, I think that would probably be pretty dumb. But since that's like what
it fits the Kings MO, yeah. Happen.
So I mean, I'm like, all right, great.
Why would it be dumb? Why wouldn't you take that trade?
It depends on who they take, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, should we give up De'Aaron Fox?
Well, they both are shitty three-point shooters. They're both shitty three-point shooters. At least Ben Simmons plays defense.
Ben Simmons does everything else well except shoot. Everything else better than De'Aaron.
Well, they say he has shitty work ethic.
Ben Simmons?
I've heard that often.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard of that. He's been pampered.
When you're that good, you can get away with it, though.
He's not that good, though.
You can get away with it for a time.
He really is.
You can get away with it for a time, though. There is a point where people get fed up with you.
And he's 6'11". Yo, bro, if Ben Simmons was 6'1", Ben Simmons would not be in the NBA.
Okay, exactly. Are we saying
with his skill set right now? Matter of fact, if Ben Simmons was 6'5", with his skill set right now, as a point guard, Ben Simmons would not be in the NBA. He'd be in the fucking G League or... somewhere else.
But he's 6'11", but he's 6'11" and can do all that shit. So what are we saying?
He's a bum. Is what I'm saying.
But you wouldn't like, want him on the Knicks.
Height's not talent. No, hell no. What? No. For who?
You're insane.
For who?
You're insane.
For who? Wait, for who? For who? For who? For who? At what position? At the three?
If he's playing at the three? Point guard.
No,
at I would point not. Guard.
Bro, for the Knicks need the problem with the Knicks is we don't have a shooter at point guard. Why would I want to bring in another point guard that can't shoot a lick?
Whoa. I don't want Simmons as a Knick. No.
Like the problem with the Knicks, when we got to the playoffs, we couldn't produce because all of our three-point shooters, we couldn't create shots for themselves to make threes. They were set up shooters. They were spot up shooters. Like even though RJ was shooting 43%.
He's the equivalent of like
Darrell Reeves. Why would I want a bigger Elfrid Payton? Like why would I want a bigger Elfrid
Payton? Okay, don't you gotta stop.
like come on, bro.
He's a shutdown, lockdown defender.
He's not a shutdown, lockdown defender. Trae Young dropped 40 on him. What do you mean?
But he didn't.
Yo, would you not watch the playoffs?
Were you?
Yes.
Trae Young dropped 38. Whenever he defended Trae Young, Trae Young didn't do shit.
Bro, Trae Young dropped 38 points on that man.
He was the playoffs. The primary defender on Trae Young.
Bro, he's not a lockdown defender. He's not a man, can't shoot 11.
He can't exactly guard a guy that's that small that quick, but he is a good defender.
He's a good defender. That's not what he said. He said he's a lockdown. He talked about him like he's Darrell Revis.
I mean, he can lock down NBA. A guy at 3 and 4 spot.
But he's not playing the 3 and 4 spot. Okay. That's the problem. He's playing the one. Okay. All you have at the one is the Trae Youngs, De'Aaron Foxes, Kembas.
When you're putting him at the one, you're not expecting him to shoot. You have to surround him with shooters. But there is a way to play him at the one and get the most out of him. Philly can't do that because he can't go in the lane because Embiid is there.
Embiid can shoot the three, though.
Embiid shouldn't
shoot the three. Yeah, but that's not where Embiid is the most effective.
Of course not. Of course not.
Ben Simmons is the fourth best defensive player in the league.
That's
crazy.
Is he really?
Yeah,
my stat he's a good defender. Like he makes.
No, I don't know what you guys are talking about. Talking about he wouldn't want him on the team. He can't shoot. All right, put shooters around him.
I just told you the problem with the Knicks was we don't have a point guard who can shoot. We didn't have a point guard who could hit a 20-footer. When we were in trouble in the playoffs, Randall had no point guard who could create and do anything for themselves. Like yeah, we had Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose is
Randall and RJ Barrett 20
minutes a game.
Randall and RJ Barrett only have a left hand. That is not the Knicks' fault. That is their fault.
No. RJ only has a left hand. RJ pisses me off so much, bro. Because it's like, why won't you go right? if you go right, you're open.
Fam, the defenders on the Hawks were like, they're going left. And guess what? These fools went left.
No. Don't put that on Randall. Randall goes right. I've seen Randall go right. RJ, he will not go right at all. Like I've seen him have an open. Right. Oh, go ahead.
He started going right last year.
Well, that's why he got.
And then when the playoffs came around, he stopped going right because they made him go left. He went left every single time.
He wasn't ready for that. Like they wasn't ready. They weren't ready. Like hold on. Like. People,
you tell me they so we are we say are you saying that we overachieved last year?
We absolutely overachieved last year. No one was expecting that. Who came into at the beginning of the season? People with ESPN said we was gonna win 27 games.
Fam, can you imagine
like, we was gonna be 11th in the East, 27 games?
Okay, so can you imagine for 1 second if you put someone with Ben Simmons' defensive ability.
We still are in the same position. We are still in the same position.
I can see a lot of injuries coming to Ben Simmons very quickly.
We have Ben Simmons.
I was saying we'd be in the same position because Ben Simmons cannot shoot. That wasn't our problem. Our problem in the playoffs wasn't that Randall and RJ only go left. It was that when they were stopping Randall and RJ from doing whatever they was doing, the other players on the team couldn't create anything else. They couldn't create no offense. They couldn't. No one could shoot a three. No one could create a shot to get open to shoot a three. RJ,
forget about last year.
If he's a spot up shooter, not creating shoot, not creating threes.
I'm saying this Knicks team right now would benefit with Ben Simmons on.
Yeah, but not playing. I wouldn't play him at the one. We got Kemba.
Put Kemba at the two. Let Kemba shoot.
No, you need to relax. Why am I putting Ben Simmons at the one and putting Kemba at the two?
I got one stat that I know with Ben Simmons. He's the number one player to create open 3-point shots.
Okay.
The problem is the Knicks don't have shooters. That's the problem with the Knicks. We don't have shooters.
So that's what I'm saying. Ben Simmons on that team, on this team, on the last year's team, put us in the same position that we were in last year.
Yeah.
We overachieved last year. ESPN said we was winning 27 games last year. The fact that we were fourth in the East, no one expected that. No one expected that at all. Like, no one called that. Only real Knicks fans were believing. Like, only
every
us were
year,
saying.
They were winning 32 games.
Saying, so let me pose a question.
They weren't third.
So let me pose a question here to everyone here. So what teams do you think would benefit most from having Ben Simmons on their team?
The Sixers.
The Knicks. I mean, not the Knicks. The Nets.
The Nets and the Sixers.
That's it.
No. I wouldn't say it. There's other teams.
What about Houston?
The Timberwolves.
No, I'm saying the Rockets.
Yeah, I could see the Timberwolves being a good one.
The Rockets have to give up John Wall, and that doesn't help them.
Well, John Wall, he wants to get traded. They said they're trading him. They came to an agreement.
They would have to get rid of him. And if they move him, they have no one on that roster that...
Yeah, right.
Ben Simmons ain't gonna win no games by himself. He's not that type of player. He couldn't even do that in college.
No, he's definitely not.
The Trailblazers would probably benefit a lot too.
The Trailblazers would 100% benefit a lot because they could play him at the three, and that's where they need the most help is at the three.
Yeah,
and he can do that.
And then he creates the open shots for Lillard.
And McCollum.
Him dive into the basket every play is open season.
Yeah. I think Portland, sure. That would be the best.
Portland might be the best, but who Portland gives up for Ben Simmons? Ben Simmons got a big ass contract.
They have to give up McCollum and Nurkic.
Yeah. Yep.
But then that's not the same team.
No, it's not.
Then they doing what we did when we got Melo.
Yeah,
I mean,
now you got one less shooter.
Yeah,
you but you have Lillard, who's a guy you can that Ben Simmons can just feed all day long.
He shoots from 40.
And myself, I like Covington for the Blazers. I like the way he plays. You know what I mean? So he's not a bad player either. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to think of any place else that Ben Simmons would fit in, but I do like Portland. I feel like the Nets. Like, if he Liberia? Goes, to, if he goes to the Nets, like KD becomes a whole different monster with Ben Simmons. Because now KD's a spot up shooter. He's just hitting threes. Like that's scary.
It is scary. I do wonder though with the Nets, like I feel like Harden needs the ball in his hands. And I feel like Ben Simmons would have to have it. And I don't know
Feel like the ball in Harden's hand is probably their biggest weakness as well.
Yeah, I feel that too.
Worried.
Well, that and probably Harden's defense.
Oh yeah.
That team, Nets don't play no defense.
No, that's
defense
not.
Is atrocious.
They beat you with offense. That's what they do.
They're like Kansas City. They're the Kansas City of the NBA. Like they beat you with all offense. Like you have to keep up pace with them. And that's how they beat you. Because you're not keeping the pace with KD and Kyrie and James Harden. Like that's almost impossible.
Unless you have someone like Kawhi who can shut down either one that they want. Like, oh, Harden's hot, put him on Harden, Harden's done. There is a way to do that, but you need a very specific defensive player to do that.
What do you think is going to happen with this Clippers team? Is this it? Yeah.
No, they're not winning this year. No.
Kawhi's not playing this year.
Yeah.
He's not
at the end.
Kawhi's not coming back this year. I don't think
he's not playing this year.
Is he coming back to LA though? Like, isn't his contract up after, or is it an option after this season?
Where's he gonna go? Who's gonna take him?
Yeah. Also, Kawhi? I think he likes playing there, so I don't think he wants to leave.
Yeah, I don't think.
Hold on. Why you say it like that? Like Kawhi's a bum.
No. He's always hurt, bro.
Yeah, that's
when's the last time we played a full season outside of Toronto?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I have no idea.
But how many years? Hang on. I want to look at something. How long ago was he in Toronto?
2 years ago, 2019.
I mean, okay, so 2 years. So he hasn't played a full season for 2 years, and he's automatically injury prone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He didn't play a full
season for the 2 years before that.
Nah, that's not true.
He was never healthy.
Nah, he was. Pop was sending players.
Well, I mean, yeah,
minutes.
Yeah.
No, I think he comes. He's supposed to come back at the end of the season, like towards.
Yeah,
like,
he's not going to come back this year to be any use. I completely agree with that.
No,
if he does come back toward the very end, he's going to be pretty rusty.
Yep. They're going to make the playoffs. There aren't 17 better than the Clippers this year.
Playoff P, fuck out of here.
I don't think they make the playoffs with fucking PG 13%.
I feel like the Clippers might be able to slip by and like. To like the eighth spot, but they're out in the first round.
I mean, y'all got first of all, y'all got Paul George fucked up. Like, don't put the bubble on him all the way.
Oh, I'm not gonna talk about the bubble. Paul George been doing bum nigga shit for a very long time.
since Indiana.
Yeah, it's like if this was the first time we've seen Paul George do the shit. If it was just a bubble, but it was not. like I was crashing jokes on Paul George calling himself Playoff P way before the bubble.
Would you trade Reggie Jackson and I don't know two other players for Ben Simmons if you're the Clippers?
I would definitely have to think about that. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'll say
that would be a really good team.
Yeah. No, I would probably do that. Just
because if Kawhi's not coming back until
what two players
first?
What two players are we talking
about? I assume he means two no-name players that do their job but don't make a significant impact.
I would say Jackson,
yeah.
Terrence Mann, Eric Bledsoe.
I'm not giving them Terrence Mann.
I like it. He's nice. I like it.
I'm keeping Terrence Mann from the Clippers.
Yeah, you're right.
You could take Reggie Jackson. You could take
Bledsoe, Marquise
Morris.
That's what I was thinking. Marquise Morris, Bledsoe,
Justice Winslow.
I'm not getting that either.
Is that even good for Philly at this point? Because I don't know if that would help. Any
word.
If you're Philly, what option do you have?
Philly needs a shooter at the one because their offense comes from Embiid, who plays inside. So. They need
a shooter that can pass, though.
Yeah, but they need someone who can spread the floor for Embiid. Yeah.
That's not Bledsoe.
That's not Bledsoe.
It's not Bledsoe. No. Ben Simmons caused the lane. Bledsoe will clog the lane also.
Also, I thought Ben Simmons was going back, too. I thought they came to an understanding that he'd show up.
I have no idea. Shoot. I haven't seen that.
I guess his agent sat down with the Philadelphia general manager. It sounded like they had a understanding. I don't know how true it is.
They're trying to convince him for the season because whatever. He doesn't want to lose money.
I think that because, I mean, he just signed a 5-year contract. So he's going to be there for a while.
Yeah, I mean,
he's going to be there for a very long time.
Unless he does the Kyrie thing and just doesn't play. He sits out.
But why would he do that, though?
I mean, he burned a lot of bridges.
Did he?
When the other star on your team kind of calls you out for this stuff, in the media, it's sort of
coach,
you don't show up.
Rivers said the same thing in the post game. He called them out, yo.
Yeah.
You can't win with him or something like that.
Dude, he burned a lot of bridges with this organization. I don't know. Well, it's going to be tough. And then there's going to be more pressure because if he comes back and they lose and they suck, they're going to look at him.
That's going to make him look bad.
Yeah.
What I was going to say was, maybe he's
not good. They need to cut. I don't know how.
And Philadelphia fans are assholes. So that's another thing.
I mean,
that's true.
I mean, you can't forget about that. So that's very important.
No, that's facts. That's big facts.
I don't know. I think it needs to be.
What I was gonna say was, but maybe he's one of those players that, every player is different, and you have to manage players. So maybe he's one of those players who that's how you get to him. Like, you know, there's some players who you can't really get to them by just talking to them regular. Like, some people, some players, you have to coach them kind of through the media.
And you mean
that kind of player.
That's a fair argument. You know, maybe the, like, kind of tough love being like, yeah, no, dude, show up. Time to face facts. Come back to reality. And
not for nothing. Embiid has every right to be pissed off at Ben Simmons.
Yeah, oh, yeah, completely. I mean, Embiid's been carrying that team for a while just because he is that good, at least three years now.
At least 3 years now.
And that's why he's always hurt. He's carrying the team.
Yeah, because it was saying, yo, he got the whole city of Philly on his back.
Yep.
That's, you know, that shit got to weigh you down eventually.
I mean, he's the one that took trust the process and ran with it and has been successful with it. Like, well, he took it from essentially a meme at the time.
Has the process failed, though?
Oh, completely.
I mean, they're competitive. But it's, well, I call it a complete failure, but it definitely hasn't lived up to its expectations.
I mean, because they won 11 games before everything started for like three years in a row, 11, 10. So it hasn't really failed. It didn't get the chip.
It has, though, but because they haven't won the championship, and that was the
point. Yeah, I would say they – exactly. The process was to win a championship.
Yeah, it wasn't to just win more games and get to the playoffs. They haven't even gotten to the finals.
If they wanted to be mediocre and be a middling playoff team, they could have done that without going 5 years with 10 games only and getting every single first round pick for 5 years in a row. Like, there's ways to do that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and they haven't even made it to the finals. Like, not only has the process not garnered them a championship, it hasn't even put them in position to play for a championship yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if I was a Philly fan and you're winning 11 games, it hasn't failed. If I'm a Sixers fan, from that point of view.
I'm a Sixers fan, it failed. It been failed. If I'm a Sixers fan, because this is the third year that y'all made to the playoffs and y'all didn't even fucking get to the finals. We're not even playing for the chip. Like, y'all got to do something at this point now. It's been 3 years and the outcome has been the same outcome. That's the definition of insanity. Y'all ain't doing nothing.
Process isn't
think
over
that Tobias, huh?
The process isn't really over until they break up that team altogether.
They thought Tobias Harris.
Let's do that then. We should do that.
Yeah.
Like they thought Tobias Harris was the answer. They thought that was going to help them.
Well, they were wrong about that.
Yeah, I mean,
they paid him what, $180 million or some wild number?
Outrageous amount of money for him to. Give them 18 Brick. Points sometimes.
Rashawn Lewis.
That's one of the worst contracts in NBA history. That was highway robbery.
I mean, we're talking about highway robbery. What the Celtics did to the Brooklyn Nets was the worst robbery I've seen in a while.
Oh my God.
I feel like they were still like suffering from that like last season.
Yeah,
like up to like last season, like
they were. So,
they got what, 6 first round picks?
Yeah, some outrageous.
Oh yeah, it was insane.
Did y'all see the video of Giannis pulling up from three, looking like the 6'10" Steph Curry?
Man,
I did not know, but I'm interested.
I've seen it.
He's really easy to do in the gym and not in real life.
No,
this was in the game. This was in the game.
No,
it was in game.
Like him and Middleton got the same release, and son is an identical shot, both of them, which is crazy.
Has Giannis just become unstoppable? Because if Giannis can just walk up and hit the three, how do you stop Giannis now?
I mean, he ain't doing when I went to
the way you stop Giannis is by having him threes. His biggest asset is driving to the basket and running over everyone in front of him and just scoring a dunk. Like, that is what he's great at. Yes, giving him the three shot makes him better because he can shoot the three in those necessary moments. But if you just make him shoot threes, he is not nearly as effective.
Basically, but just remember how they used to play Giannis. Just like, there was memes that it was like, yo, Giannis probably has this up on in his gym. When he's practicing shooting threes, there was a time when Giannis would be at the three and his defender was in the paint.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
like now that he can just do a pull up three, just walk into the three, you can't do that no more.
Nope.
Because, like, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, I mean, cut you off. Go ahead.
No, all I was going to say was because you're saying his biggest asset is driving to the rim. But at this point, or I'm not going to say at this point, but if he has developed a shot that's good enough where he could beat you from the three, then that's a problem. Like, where it's like, yo, all right, I have to get in his face. If he's shooting 35% from three, that's a problem.
I was just about to say, that's all I was going to say. If he shoots 35% from three this year, he's going to win the MVP again.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that's an absolute problem. Like he should, like that's an absolute problem. That's not a
problem.
I seriously
doubt he's gonna shoot 35% from three.
It's a serious problem. But it's a problem because it unlocks what he's actually good at. He could do 30 to 35 somewhere in there, and it would still make him almost unstoppable. Because then you do have to at least guard him from time to time.
Absolutely, and then that opens up the entire lane for him. Yeah, absolutely, it is the key. It unlocks his other abilities.
Yeah,
you know, that's really his Super Saiyan 1, so he can get to his Ultra Instinct.
Exactly,
but still, if he's in hypothetical world, say he's shooting 40% in this hypothetical world. Now Giannis can beat you from three.
If he's unstoppable. 40%, that team's winning 70 games.
Yeah.
I don't know. That would be crazy.
If he hits 40% from three.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, you can't say that because it could be because he shoot 40% from three, but it could be because he shot a lot less threes than someone who's a Steph.
Let's say he's taking 10 threes a game. He's hitting four of them.
That's too many. Yeah, that's too many threes. I don't want, if I'm coach, I don't know if I want y'all to shoot 10 threes a game.
I don't either. But I'm saying if he's gonna hit a significant amount of the shots he's taking.
No, but if he's taking 10 threes and making four of them, you're in for a really long night, whatever team he's playing. That's a really long night for you.
Yep.
Like that's a really long
night. Well, I mean, at that point, what you do is you double team Giannis every single time he comes down the floor and make the rest of the team beat you.
But you can't do that because we know Christopher Middleton can win games for them.
Exactly. Right now, what you can do is you can either let Giannis have his points and shut everyone else down or try to guard everyone somewhat consistently across the board. But if he's going to beat you regardless, well, I guess it's the opposite. He's going to be the one to beat you. You let him go off and guard everyone else and don't let him
get him. I think the Suns tried that. It didn't work.
I mean, yeah.
Well, the Suns tried that, but in they didn't have the response on the other end, I feel. Like, Drew Holiday is a really underrated defender. Like, he definitely threw Chris Paul off his game. Chris Paul wasn't Chris Paul, and when Chris Paul needs a Chris Paul.
He's not underrated.
His wrist was his hand or some shit, right?
And his shoulder.
Like, and he still wasn't Chris Paul when he needs Chris Paul. So,
yeah.
And no, I think Drew Holiday is an extremely underrated player. Like, I think he's extremely underrated.
He's not, because every single interview I've listened to in the last 2 years, every player always says
Talking about players. I'm talking about he's going to be revered by his peers. I'm talking about from outside of his peer group.
Well, I watch basketball, so I know he's nice.
He's
like mentioned as an afterthought. It's never like.
Well, I'll say he's like the Two Chainz of the NBA. Two Chainz is revered by his peers, but the fans on the outside, if you talk to them about Two Chainz, they're not going to tell you Two Chainz is the lyricist. But if you talk to Two Chainz's peers, they're like, "Yo, Two Chainz spits."
Yeah, I like Two Chainz.
I'm a big 2 Chainz fan because I know we 2
Chainz.
Yeah,
I fuck with music, so yeah.
And I make music, so I'm big on lyrics, so I know that already. But for the average fan, that's not why they listen to 2 Chainz. They're not going to 2 Chainz for bars and lyrics.
Word.
And I feel like that's what the average NBA fan looks at Drew Holiday. They know he plays defense, but they're not going to him for everything else. I think Drew Holiday is supposed to be All Star. I know he was an All Star. I think he got maybe 3 appearances.
Yeah,
but he should have more though. Like he's like criminally overlooked when it comes to that. Like not before, and I loved when David Lee was an All Star. It's like yo, put David Lee and make him all-star. Like, Drew Holiday should have been all-star at least a few more times.
I forgot about that.
Then he should have been, he could have been all-star a few more times. That's all I'm saying.
You're right about that.
So, I wrap this up. I feel like we're fucking went through the entire list that I have. Fucking shout out to Brandon Knight. Once a Knicks, always a Knick. You know how that go.
You know what I mean?
Walked in, turned around, walked right back out.
Word.
Grand opening group.
Once a Knick, always a Knick. Even if it was only for 6 hours. But he's going to be a Westchester Knick, so he's still a Knick.
You know how demoralizing that is? You get hired and fired on the same day.
They get fired on your day off.
I just want to know, like, what happened. Like, they brought him in, and then 6 hours later, where they just look at him and be like, nah, like, I'm sorry.
I think it was a cat boom move, no?
You got to go.
You ever like, give someone some power, and then they do some dumb shit, and you're like, wait, no, that's not what I meant.
No, but I think his agent was like, yo, you're going to sign with the Knicks, but you might get cut in 10 hours. I'm pretty sure they knew that. You know what I mean?
They had to.
Yeah, no, I think the GM tried to delegate, and then when he found out what his, like, deputy GM did, he was like, no.
No, stop that. Stop that now.
No. Why are we signing him?
I think the agent saw him in the office and was just like, oh, I love Brandon Knight.
My man got dunked on. No D, son.
Yeah. we watched him die twice, so
wait.
That's unfortunate. That's
crazy. When Kyrie killed him and LeBron killed him.
I thought it was DeAndre Jordan.
Who was DeAndre?
DeAndre.
It wasn't LeBron DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin.
One of the worst
deaths we watched was D Wade on Barry Jow.
That one was good.
That one was good. Yeah.
Yeah. I still think the all-time best was Carter on that international guy, whoever that was.
No, that was
White, who got drafted by the Knicks.
That was one of the worst. That was one of the nastiest dunks probably in like basketball history.
You know, he said he didn't realize he dunked over him.
Yeah,
until after the game.
That was an
interview. I was like, yo, how you don't know you jumped over somebody? If I jumped over somebody, son.
The game stops right there. The game stops. Yeah. I'm not even playing though. I'm going home. I'm not even playing basketball though. I'm running around the court. Like, y'all better have recorded it. like I just won. This is my court. Like, just get off the court. Everybody has to leave. Give me the basketball. I'm taking my ball. Game over. Like, I'm popping the basketball. Like, I'm doing all types of wild shit.
Like, I'm 10.
Like, bro, if I jump over someone and gammon on them in a park, bro, we've seen crazy. I've done crazier. I've done less and done crazier at Hoffman.
Word.
Like, I've wilded out over a block on the backboard. So imagine me jumping over someone and yamming it. Like, yo, I'm going home. I'm popping the ball. I'm stealing someone's sneakers. Like, I'm wilding. Like, I'm wilding. I'm straight wilding. Like, it's one.
Johnson cuts left. Now fires a three. It is good. And he's fouled. It counts. And he is fouled. Unbelievable shot. And now here is Larry Johnson, an 82% foul shooter, looking for the lead. Free throw is good. A 4-point play.